Today, we check in Freiburg at the Caritas Tagungsakademie. I know, that's a difficult one if you don't speak German. The microphone is turned. I'm speaking with my co-host, Michael Klostermann. He's not just a facilitator, trainer, and a friend. He's also the driving force and the publisher behind the LSP magazine. In this episode, Michael goes plucked, sharing the story of how the magazine was born, what drives him, and the team behind it all. It is a look behind the scenes of the community's most inspiring projects. And by the way, we recorded this with our mobile studio. And yes, the full video is available on YouTube and Spotify. Welcome to the Bricks Boutique Hotel. Michael.
Matthias.
So, since you're Dutch, and I never ask you this question.
Oh.
How many bikes do you actually own?
Bikes?
Yes.
One?
Only one? Come on.
Yeah, no.
Are you really Dutch? I thought you have several at home or something like that.
No. No. No, only one.
Okay. Well.
But sorry. Yeah. Can I disappoint you?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm used to that. So bikes aside, you're not only co-host of this podcast, the Bricks Boutique Hotel.
Yeah.
You're as well a colleague, a trainer, a friend.
Yeah.
And you were as well the publisher of the LSP magazine.
As well.
So how did you come up with the idea?
Okay.
To create the magazine.
Yeah. So that was at the beginning or somewhere in the beginning of the Corona time era where we all, busy with LEGO Series Play, you know, had doubts and were uncertain about is there any future of LEGO Series Play. Mm-hmm. So that was one. And the other thing, of course, related to my business because my business is all related to LEGO Series Play is why I was like, oh, do I have a future with LEGO Series Play? So there were a couple of things going on there. So we started experimenting online and there were some possibilities and not. Still, since my business was LEGO Series Play, since maybe we did things online, I was like, you know, yeah, but I need also something else, you know, another activity just to be busy, but maybe also another income stream or something like that. And thinking about LEGO Series Play in the community, what I was missing at that time was literally a source where we brought insights together. Also new insights from the online business and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people were publishing on LinkedIn or they wrote a blog or something like that, but there was no overview of things there and there was no literally sharing of insights of business cases of experience. So all those thoughts was like, yeah, I want to do something different, something new. And since we're all online, let's create a magazine online where people actually have access to, where they can contribute to, where we have a platform where we bring things together. And things are also stay there in terms of the you can find them again, you can search them for them again. So all of that was like, yeah, let's create a magazine. So I did.
Okay, well, so I understand where the idea comes from, but what was really the motivation to do it actually, right? To put the things together. Are you a writer or an author? Or I know that you're a historian.
Well, so there was also a kind of a deeper feeling like I want to write something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I want to leave something, at least have something written down. So that was one. And of course, creating a magazine also for me was the possibility to start writing because maybe a book is already challenging, but hey, let's start writing articles. That was one. But also, and I don't know if that was already the deeper thought at the beginning is to create a platform where people can actually, you know, find the information, where we put things together, where you have a source, where you can find things back, and where you have a access to knowledge or to insights, mm-hmm. which, like I said before, was just shattered around the whole internet. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there, but it also takes a lot of effort to collect things together. And why don't we bring it? Why didn't I bring it together and create that platform for people to improve, to develop themselves, to find information, to create access, but also to contribute? And that, like I said, maybe that was not all there at the beginning. I don't think so, but the hunches were there, and it just developed itself further into that direction of, yeah, let's create that thing.
Well, it's the fifth year of the magazine now.
Yeah.
And I think it's, well, it's written here, it's issue 18.
Yeah.
And if I look back, there was one about magic. We had, you had an issue about youth leadership, just to name three.
Yeah.
Right? They're so different. So how do you come up with the titles? Is there a...
Yeah. It's a combination of sometimes thoughts of myself, like, you know, yeah, you know, this is a topic I want to publish about, like the current one about metaphors. And sometimes it is also, you know, people give me hunches, not that they intend to, but we talk about things. Sometimes they write me a thing. Sometimes they send in an article. Sometimes I have an online session and they address a topic and I feel like, oh, that's interesting. I can use that. So it's both ways. It's like I said, sometimes I feel like I want to publish about that and invite people, or, you know, can you contribute? Maybe you have an idea. I know maybe a little bit of the area you're working in, and I think you have some insights on this topic, and I just invite people. And it's like I said, and sometimes it's, you know, if we have a talk or a talk with other people and you just mention something, and it's like, okay, I'm gonna take that in, and I think there's a topic in it, and I just work it out. And so, for instance, indeed, the youth article or the youth magazine as well, you know, that was also coming out of the fact that some people shared that they were doing Lego series play or something, at least with Lego bricks with children. And I was like, yeah, you can do Lego series play. And actually the Lego company did years back, they did something which they didn't call Lego series play, but was very similar to it. And I was like, yeah, you know, we have to put that on the map again, you know, because mm-hmm. there's, I mean, children are literally a source for the future. They are the future.
Yes.
And, you know, and we can bring that. So the idea came from that. And then I pick it up and start asking people and reach out to people. And the good thing is actually always, and that's such a wonderful thing. And I really mean that, you know, the moment I ask people, are you willing to contribute? Actually, the answer is always yes. And
yeah.
Of course, sometimes they have a question like, you know, how I'm going to do this. Hey, we support you, you know, we help you out. We help you with the structure or something like that. You don't have to be a professional writer. That's not the issue. But if whatever you write down and you share your knowledge, if we make it accessible, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Was from our exchange.
You know?
Well, I know a lot that I know that I don't. There's a lot I don't know, but yeah. Anyway, so
whatever.
There are these moments or these weeks.
Yeah.
Where I call you and say, "Yeah, don't have time. I'm working on a magazine. I'm working on a magazine. I'm publishing. It's close to the to publishing." And so yeah, because. Tight in time, right?
Okay.
And yeah. And so this is why I know that there is a lot of work behind.
Yeah.
And So in the beginning, I know there was another magazine as well.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist anymore. Still, yours exists. And I know that you have a team behind you. Or with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's behind or with you. But there is a team. So who are these people and how did you choose them? Or did you bump into them? How did you come together?
I don't know exactly what the expression is, but I feel they're next to me. And we do it together. That's completely clear. And it's the team. You're not referring to that, but of course also the contributors of articles. I mean,
yeah, as simple as that. We talk about this in a bit.
Yeah, okay. The people that make it happen, that make sure that every quarter on the first, there's a magazine ready. There's great people. I like to mention my dear friend, Simon. Simon, who's a facilitator, who somewhere where we met in Billund, he told me that from his project management time when he was working in a bank, he wrote a manual because a lot of those project managers, they had manuals and they had instructions and they were very technical. And he felt like, you know, I have to create a normal language where people can understand this. And he just told me, you know, in the experience, and I felt like, oh, and I have to add this one. I saw that he liked doing that. He had not only pleasure in sharing it, but it was a project of him that he really felt like, you know, I did something great there. So I kept that in mind and I reached out to him and said, hey, you know, I need somebody who needs to check the grammar and in English, a native speaker, and remember the story and just asking, are you willing to help us out? And he's already 5 years indeed part of the team.
And he's the one who's, I have the impression that he's flooding LinkedIn with posts about the LSP magazine, which is great, right?
Yeah, thank you, Simon. Thank you. absolutely. So that's just a lot of fun to work with him.
Who else do we have?
And we have Stephanie, who was also there at the beginning.
Stephanie Wheeler.
And Stephanie also, Stephanie has for me, and that's a compliment. So Stephanie, whatever you feel of my remark, it's a compliment. But she has a little bit more of that academic approach and academic background, and she's in the coaching area, and you know, she gives it more weight. You know, she's also in referring to the models and the theory or the authors or something like that. So she gives it weight and depth, and also as a native speaker, by the way, and she's also originally German. So that was something like, oh my God, you know, and there's also, like Simon, like all the other people, you know, you have to have a kind of a extra thing, you know, like having a good understanding about each other. So I asked her, and she was like, as a beginning facilitator at that time, he was like, whoa, you know, can I do this? And I said, yeah, please, you know, and let's do this together. So that is also so great. And at the beginning, I had a designer, also a guy I met at the training. He was still in the process of becoming a PhD, and he did some design work. He mentioned that, and he was like, hey, can you help me out, you know, with a little bit of the branding and stuff like that. And so he did a kind of, I think the first 10 magazines, could be 9, doesn't matter. And he designed them, and he did the whole logo stuff and stuff like that for us. And great guy. And now he has a job, so he said, you know, I have to choose. PhD is also a job, by the way. Don't mix that up. Don't mix that up. But, you know.
Are you mixing it up?
I did. Sorry, Victor, sorry. So he had to stop doing that. So I know a lady from the Netherlands who I worked with already a long time. So I go and I reached out to Monique and said, hey, Monique, do you want to take over this one? It has some obligations because she's also independent and freelancer, and said, you have to guarantee that every quarter, you make it happen, you know, and also meaning literally in the summer when you may be on holiday, I have to have that guarantee. And she said, yeah, of course, you know, we know each other for such a long time, you know, I make this happen. There's always an exception to the rule. It's like, what? Okay, this is so cool. And so Monique is there. I have my daughter. and is not so long on board in this case, but she's taking care of the marketing and the online and a bit of the communication, the newsletter that comes from her, all those kinds of stuff. She helps me out with a bit of the website and the content on that one. It's a family business. It's so much fun to work with your daughter on this one.
What's her name again?
My daughter's name?
Yeah.
Her name is Tari.
Okay.
And then I already am in contact with a German guy.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that.
Dutch, German. I don't know. It's, you know, besides the fact that he is a good friend, that he also has a little bit of background in IT.
Mm.
So he could help me out a little bit with technical stuff on the website where me and my daughter were a bit lost and it's like, you know, I need to do this and it's very special. And yeah, I can still do a bit of programming. So he helps me out with that. He helps me out with thoughts. We talk about it. And actually, we talk about it right now. So he's the German guy. Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's just really amazing. You know, it's a funny American word, you know, but it is.
Yeah.
You know, where you can work with people, you know, and they spend also energy and time in it, you know, to make this happen. Just because they like it, just because we do great things together, and hopefully they benefit also a little bit from it in well, all the things that come out of it, and in value, in exposure, in creating things. I leave out one person right now, which I shouldn't forget, because he is contributing now for the, I think this is the 11th or the 12th. And that's the one who designs the covers.
Simon Petillon.
And we have a story, the both of him, because we found out about him while we were writing a book in Corona time where we needed some drawings. And we just looked on the internet and there was a name and a picture. And we felt like just reach out to him, a French guy. And he made some drawings for our little book back then for online business. And they were funny drawings. They were cool.
They were nice.
Yeah, they were cool. So the moment that I felt like, you know, we have to do something about the cover, I just reached out to him as well and said, you know, can I invite you to make some drawings or designs for the cover of the LSP magazine?
And what did he say?
Well, it's like I said, you know, this is number 11 or 12. I have to lie on that one. And the funny thing with him is that it's a bit of how I work with the other people as well, like that, is I reach out to them. I just give him the insight of the next magazine. This is the topic. These are a bit of the articles that I expect. I send him an email with maybe 10 lines, and I say, design something. Whatever comes up. You're an artist, you know? Come up with something. And he every time delivers such a magnificent picture every time. And that's, I think, also part of the way we work together as a team. You know, it's like, you know, everybody takes this responsibility. I don't even have to ask them, you know, they know what to expect. Mm. They know the deadlines. They know what they have to do. They're proud of their own job. They're proud of what they deliver. And we make it happen together. It's so cool.
Sometimes it's fun working with you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sometimes. But anyway, that's what we're talking about. Okay. So this magazine comes out every quarter. And the card target group, I think these are facilitators, right?
Yep.
LEGO Serious Play facilitators in a LEGO Serious Play method.
Yeah.
And now what do you think? What is the biggest value or the biggest benefit that people get out of this, not only this issue, but reading the LSP magazine?
Yeah, I think it's in general, it's that feeling, that sense of being part of a world of facilitators. Where actually, the contributions and the people, the members, they're all around the world. It's the sharing of knowledge and the sharing of insights. Not only, you know, the business case of the story, but sometimes also the questions or the designs that people share are willing to share, you know, just for benefit of the other people. It's also literally the members, I ask them to contribute, to expose in a good way themselves by, hey, you wrote an article, you know, you can also refer that and use it also on your own website or whatever, you know, you did a contribution there and it's valuable. not only for you, but also for the other people. So I think that are the benefits, and of course the specific topics, where you also, because every author, every contributor to the magazine is willing to share that. So we have the email addresses, you can reach out to them. Mm. If there is a topic that is of interest, you know, get in touch with the author, you know, and ask them if he or she, you know, wants to spend some time with you with a Zoom call or whatever you use, you know, to get more into depth. So it's also a way to connect to people where we who create this magazine, you know, are just a platform to make things happen. So that's I think, the benefit from it, of every magazine, of every topic, of every article that's in it. At least I hope that's what I try to do.
Do you get feedback from participants?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. So the good thing is, you know, one of the things that generally is of course the remarks on online and LinkedIn and stuff like that. So that's what we need, because that makes other people maybe enthusiastic, and we need members, you know, to make this happen. And the other thing is, and that's of course every time special, when somebody, you know, sent me an email, you know, sits down for a moment and wants to spend the time to give me an email and send me some feedback and appreciate and the effort that I and the rest of the people put into that, and make some personal remarks where from the email I can see that, you know, it's just not an email that is written in between a dozen of other things that we need to do, but they actually, you know, took the time for it. That's simply amazing. There are the little things where you sometimes feel, and certainly, you know, where you're working very hard and you're pushing the deadlines and stuff like that, where you feel like, yeah, you know, it's that little thing where you just push it a little bit more and appreciate that effort. Absolutely. So thank you for that.
So if you are listening
right
now, not you, but dear listener, if you read already the LSP magazine, and if you want to send an email to Michel, just feel free. He loves that. That's what he just said.
That's not why I said it.
That's what I understood, and all the others as well. But you were talking about the contributors, because you can have a team, and if you don't have people who are interested in it, it does make sense to create a magazine. But if you don't have authors, if you don't have contributors, well, you can't create it. So how could you contribute to the magazine? How could you could you become a contributor?
Well, quite simple. Reach out, you know.
As easy as that?
Yeah, it's as easy as that. Reach out, you know, and there's an email address. You can find it everywhere. So, and if you have a thought or an idea, just send me an email. What happens after that is, you know, there's a topic. So it could be that the idea that you have fits into the topic that comes out this time or next time. But could also be that there is an email where actually I get an idea for another topic. So I already talked about that. Even if it's not related to any of the topics, we will find a way, you know, to create something for you. And it could be in a newsletter, could be a separate article. But if it's valuable to share it with other people, you know, we will find a way to publish it. So we will help you out to structure it, to write it, and in the end to publish it. There's always an exception to the rule, but generally, you know, if it's like I said, if it's worth publishing, then we will make it happen. Probably creates other ideas for me to make other things happen. But that's what I like to do. We will send something back to people, you know, a kind of a guideline thing.
Okay. There are criteria.
Yeah, there are criteria. There are some support things, you know, to get started, to have your first draft to send to us, that we can see, you know, where do we need to help you out? Is it structure? Is it language? Is it, you know, the grammar, stuff like that? Yeah, and also some criteria to make sure that it goes into the right direction.
Yeah. Sounds easy.
I don't know. It's maybe certainly not for the contributor, because you still have to write your article. But the good thing is, you know, at the beginning of the magazines, of course, I had to invite almost every author, contributor, we already mentioned, that was great. We're now there where actually people start sending me spontaneously emails or drafts or articles. And that's just cool.
I mean, of course, and it's quite easy to create one, right? I just use ChatGPT and send it to you and we're good.
Yeah, you could try that. No. No, so this is one of those guidelines, you know, from two things. It would be way too easy, you know, because I'm sorry for that, but it's not your article. But there's, for me, a more important reason. Legacy display is literally, you know, creating things with your hands. It's a handcraft method. And facilitation is also something you don't learn out of books. Mm. You know, it is gaining experience and stuff like that. And that's what I actually also want to see with the articles, is that, you know, it has to be your article. So it doesn't have to be perfect, but it has to be your article. And I'm completely fine if you get some inspirations from modern technology, but still make it yours. Because I only sometimes get a ChatGPT article. Yeah, it is. You know, and the thing is, because my daughter is also very good at it, but actually we immediately recognize it's like, come on, you know, you can do better than this, you know. And also, you know, I don't know, it's not my responsibility, but you don't want to be known as, you know, the one who writes ChatGPT article. That's not craftsmanship. That is not the professional way of doing things. So if you have a first draft out of that, then make it your own. Put your own words in it. Put your own experience in it. So everybody who reads an article feels literally a kind of the emotion that is in it, you know, literally the effort that you put in it. So that's what we want to have. We also want to make sure that, you know, this is not a magazine where you can commercialize yourself. So it literally has to be, you know, the experience that you share. No political things like, you know, we're the best or something, or the other ones are worse or something like that. I'm not into that. This is about professionalizing yourself and giving others the opportunity to do it as well. No things about that. So I will restrict that. But I think that are kind of the criteria, guidelines that we give them with them. In the exception that it's still happening, I reach out to people and say, hey, this is not what we intended.
Now, if I look back, it developed, right? So you have a column within it. There is ideas for workshops that you find in the LSP magazine now. You came up with the practical guides where you have these books talking about a distinct topic. And you have, in addition, you have an agenda, a roadmap that you could take. And of course, it should be adapted, but still you can take it and do a workshop based on that. Then we came out of a discussion when we sat together in a Zoom call and said, hey, what are they doing next, during the holidays? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. So why don't we go on tour? What tour? A Bricks on Tour tour. Like Bricks on Tour tour. What a summer edition. Like, and we came up with the idea, right?
Yeah.
Where we've been in, I think it was four cities.
Yeah.
And did workshops based on different practical guides. This is where the practitioner workshops come from.
Yeah,
and now we have the Bricks Boutique Hotel podcast. Since no one is here, and since it's only the two of us, maybe is there something new coming up? Is there any video, audio? Is there anything coming up? Is there any secret that you want to share that you can share with me?
No,
it's like it's only between the two of us.
And the secret, if I share secrets, it's no longer a secret. So.
Yeah, but no one is listening. That's fine.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Well, there's always something coming up.
I know. That's what I'm asking.
That's probably what you're asking. Anyway, what I can share, because it is tipped on in this magazine already, is that on some of those topics where I feel like the metaphors that we should give it more depth, is that I invite an expert on it and give people the opportunity to have, for instance, two online sessions with the expert, a kind of masterclass idea, where we go a little bit more into depth, the theory, a little bit more background information about the topic like this one. Like I said, with the masterclass, where always in the masterclass, there's also an interaction with the expert. So it's not a lecture. It is indeed, you know, a bit of lecture in terms of background information, but also the interaction. And of course, some bricks will come. We're starting with this idea. Let's see how it develops itself. But I like to do that a couple of times a year. Don't know, three times a year or something like that. You know, just invite an expert and two online sessions where we just keep some depth into a topic. And let's see how that develops. You know, you have to try out. Doesn't work out, find something else. And I know you're hunching for something else because we know each other and you know that there is something in the pipeline. But it is a little bit too early to share that.
Come on.
No, I know. And I'm sitting here and actually I want to shout it out. But we're at the beginning of that process of developing it. And since I think it's such a great idea and probably a little bit exclusive, it would be a wrong business decision at this moment. So next podcast.
Yeah, I think we always come up with new ideas about episodes.
Right? Yeah.
So the backlog is already quite big. Let me ask you a final question.
Okay. Are we there yet?
We need to go back to the reception, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you might, well, I know that you, we know, lots of people know that you've been a guest in our other podcast, the Enten Talk that I do together with Kerstin Müller.
Yeah.
And from there, you know this, let's maybe call it ritual, that we ask something around the number three. And I would ask you, if you would have three wishes related to the LEGO Serious Play, to the LSP magazine, what would these three wishes be? And, you know, sometimes what you do in a LEGO Serious Play workshop, if you know already now what it would be, maybe that's not what we are looking for.
Wow. So absolutely one of the wishes is, I don't know if that is the right answer, but it is to continue to deliver more magazines, more contributions, more practical guides, the workshops that go along. Actually, one of the wishes is literally to continue the business and to make it more successful in that way. And more successful doesn't mean more money. It means more people reading, more people contributing and stuff like that. So definitely that's one of my wishes, to continue doing that. I have a wish that relates a little bit more to metaphors, but also a little bit to the art of people who create things like Simon Simon, I have to say French, give a little bit more of the illustration part. We already tried that once, didn't work out quite, but I like to do a little bit more in that area and see if more people can contribute by illustrations and stuff like that. That's absolutely one wish and also achievable. Maybe one wish somewhere in the future. I don't know what that point in the future is, but I do know, like every kind of normal being, is that, I don't know if that's normal, but I know that there will be a point in the future. Whatever.
If it's from you, I don't know if it's normal.
Like, what is normal? But I know there will be a point in the future where I will say, maybe there's even something else to do in life. And that sometimes also means is that you have to say goodbye to your babies, you know, to the things like this. So I hope there will be a point in the future where somebody will say, can I take over, you know, this initiative and continue doing that? And that would be maybe for me also a signal to say, yeah, maybe this is the right time, you know, to leave it to somebody else. That would actually be, that would be a big wish. That's the number one from the three, actually, you know. As like I said, I don't know where that point is, but that would maybe be the biggest compliment you can I forget, you know, people want to continue doing this.
Time to...
Are we going to do the singing?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, but it's a nice finish, right? So we are ending with Bocelli. Time to say goodbye, or conti partirò, on Italian. So, yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we have to go back to
reception.
Thank you, Michel.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for checking in at the Bricks Boutique Hotel today. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to hear more, subscribe to stay updated. If you'd like to explore more of what the Bricks Boutique Hotel has to offer, visit our website, bricksboutiquehotel.com. And remember, there is always a room for you at the Bricks Boutique Hotel.